Welcome to the CVFC podcast. This is Camp Edition. We have some campers here that are going to share their insights from this week, and it's going to be beautiful. Okay, first start with your name and where are you from?
My name is Milan Patel. I am one of the A-team helpers that's helping out with the podcast. I'm also here with Megan, who just introduced the podcast, and we're here with three campers, so I'll hand it over to.
Hello, I am Nico. I am part of the Pink Torches, and I am from Macomb, Michigan.
Hi, I'm Brennan Fox. I'm also from the Pink Torches, and I am from Northville, Michigan.
Hi, I'm Alex. I am from Rochester, Michigan, and I am a Americana Red.
All right, thank you so much, guys. So we have these three amazing campers here with us today, and our first question for them is, if you had to describe this camp in one word, what would it be?
I think the word would be life-changing. I feel like this camp is just so informational, and you get to learn a lot about being a leader, and you get to work on not only yourself, but communicating, teamwork, effort, and it's just an amazing camp.
And I would say impactful, because every activity has a purpose, and it's all to make you a better leader and learn new perspectives and new ways to lead.
Those were some really good answers. Megan, what would you describe camp in one word?
I really resonated with life-changing, like, genuinely, when somebody, like, if you tell someone you're going to, like, leadership camp, like, it might sound, like, nerdy, but, like, they don't get how impactful this camp truly is. So genuinely life-changing, like, actually. You guys are level one, yeah?
Yep.
And it's so cool that you feel that way, just being level one and like 3 days in, so that's so awesome. Next question, what's like one highlight of your week so far?
Highlight of my week, probably at when we were chanting for lunch, I started a couple of chants and I felt like really proud of that, and it made me really happy.
I liked a lot of the games that we played. The Mogas are really fun, getting to sing karaoke and to hang around with just all types of campers, not just level one campers, is really, really, really impactful for me.
I would say being able to facilitate a few games and getting feedback, I feel like that's going to really help me as a leader and help me grow these next few years.
Another highlight, just hanging out with A-team and like always being on the go and getting to see all the levels like collab at once is super cool. Do you guys want to do a pit and a peak of today? Do you know what that is? Like, pit is like a bummer of today, but then peak is like high, like highs and lows.
My pit was probably getting up this morning. I was like really, really tired. I got to bed probably a little later than I probably should have. And my peak is probably, it's going to be pretty soon, as I'm going up to the karaoke. I'm going to be singing with my group.
I would say peak karaoke as well. Also the power-ups in the morning. I really do enjoy getting good running.
I would say my peak is, ooh, I just had it in my mind, but like, oh wait, facilitating a game today in like one of the DL groups in like the pit. I feel like we did an activity today that was like high stress, and so I feel like that, like, it got kind of hectic too at one point, so yeah.
Well, we'll let you guys get back to your karaoke, your peak of the day, but thank you so much for being on the podcast. We appreciate it. Yes, of course.
Thank you guys for coming.
Yay!
All right, we're here now with three new campers.
Did you start a new one?
So, no, I didn't. So, I'm going to give the mic to them, and they can tell us where they're from, their name, and what level they're in.
Hi, I'm Kaylee, and I'm from Anchor Bay High School, and I'm in level two.
Hi, I'm Bree Barley. I'm from Coldwater, and I am level four.
Hi, I'm Mason Babiak. I'm from Wayland Union High School, and I'm level two.
Sweet. It's great to see everyone here and interested in being here. So we got a quick question for you.
Okay, first question. What's been your highlight of the week so far? I know that, or maybe just highlight today.
I really enjoyed connecting with my group on a deeper level and really understanding people and their ways of seeing things.
I would have to say my favorite part of the day is we ran power skills for level one, and like seeing them discover their affirmations with their road signs was super cool.
I think my favorite part of today was really locking in on a B goal. I feel like I've finally got one that I'm super confident with, and it's amazing.
Can you take 2 seconds and share it for us?
Oh, absolutely. So my B goal this year is, wait. Oh, okay, I remember it now. It's to be connected, and form like super genuine connections with others and really care what they have to say, and take time for myself too and be connected with what makes me happy.
Sweet. And I know, like, so a little context, A-Team is also doing some B-goals or something similar. Megan, are you doing a B-goal this year?
I'm doing a B-goal every year, honestly, but when I was in level 2, my B-goal was be bold, and that was super important to me, like, as I went through high school, because, like speaking my truth and, like, not being afraid to speak up was super important to me. But now as I transition into college, I think it's going to be something different, but I'm still working on it. Do you have a B-goal, Millen?
I was kind of thinking about it a little bit today when we were chilling, and I talked to Steph a little bit about it, but I think either it was be independent, because like I'm going off to college next year, so, you know, doing my own laundry, meals, like all that stuff, definitely going to be able need to be more independent. And then the other one, I think it was like be more intentional, just, you know, with like my words and all of that. But yeah.
Okay, now we can do some fun questions. Right now, can we go around and say what our hype song is? Maybe like if you were like getting ready for like camp in the morning, like what would you turn on to like get in the mood?
Unwritten by Natasha Barth.
I would have to say probably Love by Keisha Cole.
I don't know what the song's actually called, but it's the one where like they like the Bob one. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Like camp song?
No. No, it's like I. Yes. Yes, that one.
Bob. Like,
I don't
know
the name of that. All right, so like we're figuring out the name for that song right now.
Out of My Mind by Nicki Minaj.
Out of My Mind by Nicki Minaj. That's great. I'd say my hype up song is Feel It by D4VD.
My hype song forever and ever will be Hit the Kwan, always. I love that. Okay, do you guys want to keep chatting or are you going to go enjoy your moga?
Wait.
Fleek, say that into the mic.
Wait, do it. Can we introduce Cade?
Yeah, of course.
Hi guys, I'm Cade. I'm level 3, Blue America. Sure, I'll sit down.
And then say where you go to school.
All right, I go to Dakota High School. I'm level 3, Blue Americana. I'm really excited to be here.
Yay, so much fun.
Sweet, so you missed some of the questions, but tell us your hype-up song.
My hype-up song... I'm gonna be honest, it has to be any song by, like, probably Mac Miller. I really like a Mac Miller song in the morning. It's like a chill vibe, but it's also, like, he's got some hyper music.
For sure.
Okay. Okay, next question. What is your favorite thing that you've learned this week? Like, a lesson that you've learned that you think was super impactful? I'll give a minute, because I know that's a rough one. A hot man.
Okay, so I'm going to say a quote real quick, because Jay Scott, like, put it on the little board. I'd rather be excluded for who I include than included for who I exclude. Did I say that right?
No.
Makes sense. Way. Also, we did another privilege bead thing activity, like we did in, I want to say level 2, maybe level 1. It was super cool because we got to see like 7 different identities and got to really recognize the privileges from different perspectives and walks of life, which was pretty cool.
I enjoyed hearing others' input on like different issues that might not have been brought to the table, like more of not really much talked about. And I feel like that just changed your perspective on the big things as well, because you have more like backstory behind things.
Level 3 is a lot about feedback, and I've learned to like feedback and hearing what I'm doing wrong and right, knowing how I can change myself to be a better leader.
Okay, I have a question for you guys. Since like we're all sitting on this picnic table right now, like the beautiful Albion sun, what's your guys' like favorite spot on campus?
I really like the quad in the shade where we're hanging out at. Specifically the table that's not the one we're sitting at right now. It's in more shade. But that's my favorite spot.
I really like wherever we debrief outside. Like, no matter where it is, I feel like it's a really, like, calming ambiance.
What Brie was saying, like, every night that I'm going to do my bed checks, there's a different group, like, debriefing on the floor, and I think that's so special and, like, so cute, because everyone's just, like, teaching each other, and that's so special. Okay. My favorite place on campus probably has to be, the Baldwin Steps. That's just a classic. I do love it up there, and it's just like home.
I'd say my favorite spot's like the quad, like kind of especially near the gym, like sort of the back of it, especially like at this time during MOGA. It's just like special to see all these campers out here, the karaoke going, the yard games, and just like the sun just shining beautifully. So yeah.
Okay, another question, anyone? Yes. And we're gonna have a new friend join. Is there room on that bench over there?
No.
You can
kind
of squish over here.
We can switch.
Oh, yeah, we can make one.
Oh, we got room.
There's like plenty of room over here.
It's okay. There's all of them.
Okay, we can. You guys can unsquish. New camper, please give us your. Oh, yay! We have some friends.
This is my friends from local.
This is on the pod.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Do you guys want to go around and introduce yourselves?
Yeah.
You name, level, and high school.
My name's Leah Gary. I'm level 1, and I attend Bay City Western High School.
Name, level, and high school.
Caroline Fraser High School and level 2.
Everett, level 2, Athens High School.
Molly McNabb, level 2, St. Clair High School.
Eleni, St. Clair, level 2.
Audrey, Harper Creek High School, level 2.
Leah, Marshall High School, level 2.
Go Cardinals!
So we got a lot of new friends here. I don't think if we ask a question, we'll have everyone answer, but whoever really wants to answer? Okay, we can have everyone answer.
Fave chant, do that one. We're gonna have a go around and say our favorite chant.
Favorite chant.
What's the frog one called? Because I love the frog one. The frog song? The frog song is my favorite.
The Taco Bell one.
My favorite one is the, wait, what's the one where it's like, the beaver song.
Beaver?
Okay. The beaver chant. Right.
I'll also go the Taco Bell one.
Same.
I really like the callback ones and like the one where you go, hey so and so, hey what. That one's probably my favorite.
I like the beaver song.
Let's see here. I'd probably have to say either the car song or the new you can't ride in my little red wagon. Front seat's broken. The axle's dragging. There you go.
Oh, it's already my turn. I really like the leadership beat. I think I've almost mastered it.
I've got to go with Michigan Milk. That one's the classic.
A little weird of an answer, to be honest, but for Mason. But my favorite song is Little Red Wagon.
I did this.
You can't ride in my little red wagon. Front seat's broken, the axle's dragging. Chug. Second, first, same as the first. A little bit faster and a little bit louder.
Do you guys want to say your Beagles for the podcast?
Oh, sure.
Absolutely. Okay, period. Mine is Be Authentic.
Beauteous.
Wait, come back to that.
Okay. Mine is Be Consistent.
Mine's Be Assertive.
Mine is Be Present.
I don't have mine yet.
Be Proactive.
Yeah, okay, we have someone else from A-Team joining the podcast.
OMG, hi, I'm Ronnie, I'm on A-Team. What else should I say?
I mean, I don't know, just kind of like, tell me.
Oh my god, I love Beagles, you guys don't even understand. When we were allowed to go like talk to level 2 about their Beagles today, I like started jumping up and down. I was so excited. But when I was a level 2 camper, my Beagle was be in touch, and that meant to me like be in touch with my emotions as well as like the emotions of people around me, and kind of understand why I act the way I do and why I feel the way that I do and why others like to feel the same. But I think my Beagle has changed, and today I decided that my Beagle was be unapologetic, and so that I would just feel free to like be myself and don't worry about what other people think of me too much.
Oh yeah, we have two more people who want to say hi on the pod, or actually one, two, Trevor?
Whatever.
So, say your name, who you are, and what you're doing at camp.
Hello, I'm Anne. I'm the one of the level 4 JCs. I'm having a lovely time at camp.
I'm Trevor. I'm the other level 4 JC, and we are indeed having a great time at camp.
So for CUFC, it's costume day. So you guys want to say what you're dressed up as right now?
Yeah. We're both dressed up as the Rainbow Fish.
They've also been carrying around a book.
Yeah.
The Rainbow Fish book.
Which is pretty cute, yeah. So.
Lots of love, XOXO.
Are you guys heading out?
I do believe MOGA might be over.
MOGA might be over, so that also means the podcast is going to be wrapping up. Thank you to the two people that are still here talking to us.
Bye.
You want to say bye?
Bye.
Bye, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for listening. This has been Milan Patel and... Oh, she left. Megan, from A-Team, and have a good day. I'm gonna ride my little red wagon, front seat's broken, the axle's dragging, chug, chug.